We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Where do you come down on this USA Today story that says baseball is at least thinking about the idea of playing games into December and holding the World Series at a neutral site around Christmas?
I would do it. I think they would get torpedoed in the ratings to a degree they've never quite like comprehended before by the NFL, because then if baseball was doing that, I think the NFL would be back. Would you agree with that assumption?
Yep.
They would get absolutely destroyed in the ratings.
Here's the headline. MLB and Players Union moving closer to agreement. Season could extend into late November, possibly later. They are trying to salvage the majority of the 162-game season.
I mean, I think that is kind of farcical that they really are. They feel like that whole, you know, the closest they can get to 162 is sacrosanct, but that's beside the point. I think we can already go on record pretty decisively and say that 2020 is going to be an unprecedented year in terms of world events, certainly in terms of sports here and across the world. If it's going to be such a weird year that we all talk about and remember for probably the rest of our lifetimes, hey, 2020 was the pandemic year. Why not have a lot of traditional sporting events be done in very untraditional ways?
Here's another paragraph from Nightingale. The two sides would like to play at least 100 games, scheduling regular season games through October, including weekly doubleheaders. They also have discussed the idea of expanding the current playoff format to help offset the loss of income, while acknowledging that if cold weather becomes an issue in November, they could move the World Series and playoff series from cold weather cities to a neutral site. Agent Scott Boras has talked about starting the season even later because of the coronavirus and staging games around the Christmas holiday.
Where would be, like, so the problem would be, is baseball going to have enough sway when they put a game in a warm weather neutral site or a dome stadium? Are they going to be able to fill or even come close to filling a building in a city where people don't necessarily care about the team or teams that are playing? Like, if you send the World Series to Miami, just for example, mm-hmm. huge ballpark, new ballpark infrastructure, and it's the Cardinals, just because probably will be somehow. It's the Cardinals and the, you know, let's say like the Angels make a crazy run. Are people in Miami going to be like, man, we cannot wait to watch that game and fill up that park after the, you know, the maybe 15,000 fans from each team manage to get over there? Are we going to just fill the rest of this building and make this an electrifying environment? It's going to be a very weird way to contest a championship series in terms of the crowd lack of interaction. But like I said, I'm all for it. This is a weird year in general.
I would just try to adhere to like the dates on the calendar that are consistent with baseball. And if that means you only play a 60-game season instead of 162 games, so be it. And then end the World Series,
but you know,
in October.
Baseball's like this. You know why baseball is like this about this particular subject. They are just obsessed with numbers and records. And a 60-game season would really like bastardize some of those. Like, for example, what if they played a 60-game season, Pony, and a guy hit 470 for 60 games?
Well, that's not going to happen, but I get
but
your point.
But guys have hit that's really well reason. That far into a season.
I think the biggest reason is guys are concerned about like service time and
sure.
how such an abbreviated season affects their bottom line. I think that's what in the networks that paid for 162 games or thereabouts, Fox, ESPN.
Well, yeah, there are obvious television considerations
AT&T
there.
Sportsnets.
What makes more sense would be to expand the playoffs like they're talking about if you want to get more inventory, because that's really where the money is the national stuff. I know that those local deals are a bugaboo, but you
could
want
you imagine
the national
if, like, every team made
happy.
The playoffs and the Pirates just went on like a fluky run? Just be so 2020. Not, for like a team that was
couldn't
pegged
you
to
play
be
like
terrible.
Couldn't you play a 60-game season or something like that where everybody plays everybody somehow? in the regular season, then let everybody make the playoffs and just have the format be like a bunch of do or die games in round one, and then the second round, once you've culled it down to whatever half your team's remaining.
Yeah, but baseball purists would be like, that's not a real World Series. That's not a real champion. You know.
Well, by the time you get to the World Series and the LCSs, you can have it be 7-game series.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.